This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Ryan Hill, Director of Sculpture Tucson. Welcome, Ryan.
Well, thanks for inviting me, and I'm happy to be here.
Ryan, tell us about the pop-up sculpture park that Sculpture Tucson is putting on until the end of May.
Well, it's located at the Hacienda del Sol in the lower level parking lot. It's open from 9 to 7 p.m. daily, and it runs through May 31st. And it's basically set up so that people can drive through it in their cars. There are sculptures lined up on the sides of the lot, and people can kind of make their own tour through it. There's signs with information, and also food could be ordered for pickup. So it's a great way for people to see sculptures, especially large-scale sculpture outdoors, and there's at least 23 different local artists that are represented. People seem to be really excited about it, seem to really like it, and having the sculpture in the parking lot, it's different than if you had it in an art space, and people see it differently and interact with it differently. And that kind of makes it new and exciting, at least for me, to see art presented in ways that are in mundane surroundings or in ways without all the kind of institutional framing that either museums or galleries put around it, which a lot of times can be a barrier to people kind of enjoying art. So there's something kind of cool about having it in a parking lot, like it's a drive-in movie theater. I think it makes it more accessible.
Absolutely. And even for people who might have mobility issues, to not have to get out of their car and just be driven there, that presents a unique opportunity. Ryan, could you tell us a bit about your artistic and professional journey and what are you working on now?
I'm a practicing artist. I have a gallery in Washington, D.C. I don't show my work all the time. You know, I've been trained as an artist. I went to, art school. Then also, I have been a teacher. So I basically started to teach, and that teaching then ended up being teaching at universities, but also teaching at museums. So at some point I ended up becoming a museum professional. So right now I do sculpture. Tucson as the director, and then I'm also teaching. I'll be teaching some summer classes at Drawing Studio, and then I'll be teaching in the fall at Pima. And I have a studio downtown that I just moved into. So I'm working on a drawing series, and the drawing series is kind of loosely inspired by my work in museums and thinking about having time to think about it within the new dialogue of institutions as colonizers.
I find it particularly interesting that you have this long history in museums and your art now is more about decolonizing the museum space.
When I started working in museums, I started working at MoCA Los Angeles, or LA MoCA. I grew up in Los Angeles. So I worked with a very diverse group of educators. And so those people are my friends, and they were also my workmates. And I wanted to have that happen in every museum I worked in. And over time, I was at some museums that were more supportive of that, and then other museums that weren't, maybe didn't even challenge the fact that their hiring practices were based on wanting to see themselves reflected as opposed to the different communities surrounding a museum reflected, or that a person with a different life experience based on their gender identification, their sexuality, their race, their income level, or ableness might bring in new perspectives that might change the museum. So it is about how we do business, and it's about who we do business with, and it's about people of color being part of that, not only conversation, but being decision makers. And I think it's an interesting thing for museums to have really transparent conversations about, yes, they're a business, but how can they run their business differently? I'm dedicated to it because I think culture is really about being exposed to new experiences and to difference and to the fact that everyone is coming from a different place and interprets things differently, as well as expresses their life experiences in different ways.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Ryan.
Oh, thank you. I hope it was interesting, and I appreciate just having the platform.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County.